7 o'clock, can we call this meeting in order, please? Everyone please rise and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Pope.
Here.
Colosimo. Clocher.
Here.
Leschewski.
Here.
Freiters.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Turulis.
Here.
Hernandez.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Do we have any amendments to tonight's agenda? All right, we do have a number of presentations. One of my favorite things to do is recognize some of our fine citizens. So we'll start out with a recognition for Katie Morton again this year. He's done a fine job with Feed My Starving Children. So Katie, please come forward.
Let me read the certificate and then you can tell us a little bit about your work this year. So, Katie, the Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville present this certificate to Katie Morton in recognition of her inspiring and passionate achievement in bringing an entire community of 875 volunteers together to package 209,952 individual meals and by raising over $45,000 in local donations for the international relief organization Feed My Starving Children. Katie's countless hours of hustle and skillful coordination have made a seemingly impossible volunteer and fundraising goal possible. The impact of her hard work is not only felt worldwide, but the demonstration of such a stunning example of selfless leadership in the Yorkville community will be difficult to surpass. Presented this 13th day of February, 2018. You mind telling us a little bit how you went about putting 875 people together?
Well, it's actually supposed to be 1,000, but that was the weekend the flu was going like crazy around Yorkville, so we had a bunch of cancellations, but it was a great number nonetheless. I had great partners and a team to help. Christine and Jordan Mashnick were some of the partners in helping us be possible. There's others that weren't here tonight, but Jordan raised $1,454 on her own right here in the front. She did a bunch of crafts. So it was a team effort from everybody. We have a lot of business sponsors that are in the back of our shirts all throughout the community. We did a bunch of fundraisers. Trinity helped us. Trinity Church helped us in Olive Garden. We did a fundraiser there. I pointed because she was one of our helpers.
Nice.
So just different things throughout the community to raise the money. And we had a waiting list still of about 150 people. So even though we doubled it over last year, it seems like there's even more desire to do it even bigger next year. So we'll see what next year brings.
Well, thank you again, Katie, and hopefully we'll see you next year.
Absolutely. All thank right. you.
Okay, next I have a certificate of recognition for Rick Filato. I know Rick is here. I've seen him messing with his camera. Rick, can you come forward?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can't bring Rick up without Carol.
No.
So Rick and Carol, I got to tell you, it's difficult to think about Yorkville without thinking about the two of you. All the good things that represent Yorkville, you're a part of. You keep Yorkville, that small town feeling, and just make it a great place to live. So the City Council and I, we do have a certificate for you, but I would like to read off some of your accomplishments over the years. It's a long list, so please bear with me. So Rick, in 1993, after 38 years of teaching band in Yorkville District 59, Mount Prospect, Dempster Junior High School, he retired from teaching band and moved to Yorkville and started a 21-piece Yorkville Big Band that summer. In addition to his popular third Sunday dances at the American Legion, which are open to the public, The Yorkville Big Band has been performing for the enjoyment of the Yorkville area at numerous venues, including the Aurora Paramount Theater, every Yorkville Hometown Days, Yorkville's Music Under the Stars, the 4th of July celebration here in Yorkville before and during the fireworks, benefits for numerous local functions, the Sandwich Fair, two USO shows for our local vets, and including his wife Carol, who is the master of ceremonies for the band. You can catch some of his videos on our cable TV channel, Channel 17, almost every Friday night. And John Radio Russell's weekly FM Big Band program. You can frequently hear the Big Band's three CDs being played. Some of the band members have been with the band actually all 25 years of its existence. I understand some of the singers even perform in Vegas and some of the larger shows right here in Chicago. So obviously they started when they were teens, I guess, right? But and lastly, and probably most importantly, and something that the Boy Scouts are always involved with is the Memorial Day service.
Yes.
I don't think anyone who's lived in the town any length of time has probably been to the Memorial service. That's just a big part of what Yorkville is that service. So, Rick, I would like to present you with this certificate. So the Mayor and City Council of the United City of Yorkville presents this certificate to Rick Filato in recognition of his personal contributions to the Yorkville community by founding the Yorkville Big Band 25 years ago and serving as a director all these years. The Yorkville Big Band has provided countless hours of musical entertainment throughout the years for our residents. His ongoing support and contributions to the Yorkville community have made this a great place to live. So Rick,
Okay, I have said that the Yorkville Big Band was like Rick's second wife.
in marriage, it was for better or for worse, but as with the band, it was 99% better. Success is a journey, not a destination. So the music grew as the years multiplied, and that happened time after time. Right, Carolyn? Time after time. That's the famous song. Music brings back memories and emotions and puts people in the mood. Okay, Rick has said after 25 years, it's time to move on. So now we can celebrate the past and the future. In the past, a relationship developed with the band, and we considered them our musical family. Also, we treasured friendships made with anyone who was connected with the band, including all the wonderful dancers and the spectators. The band will be changing in a positive way. I hope all of you continue loving the music just as much as I love chocolate. Rick is a great example of someone who thinks and works his dreams into existence. His dream was not only to create good music, but to inspire young musicians. Many have their beginnings as teenagers. Rick also hoped to give meaning to life through music through the years, as music is for all ages. So now, Rick and I will take a sentimental journey alone together into the future. We will look for the silver lining, and it's been wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, I do have one more presentation this evening. We have a couple of Eagle Scouts we'd like to honor. But before I bring our Eagle Scouts up, I don't know if everyone in the audience is familiar with scouting or what being an Eagle Scout really means. So I would like to read a little something to everybody on the significance of the Eagle Scout rank. So Webster's Dictionary describes the Eagle as a large bird of prey with sharp vision and powerful wings, famous for their strength, size, grace, and keen vision. It is a national emblem for the United States. Though the eagle is found throughout the world, it is never found in abundance. It is always rare, and is always a superb specimen. In scouting, the eagle stands for strength of character and for knowledge of all phases of scouting. The eagle represents an understanding of community and nation, and a deep respect for both. The eagle is a symbol of what a young man has done, as well as what that young man will do and will be when he grows to manhood. The eagle is a leader. The eagle is respected by both his peers and by his adult leaders. The Eagle Scout Award is the highest award available to youth members of the Boy Scouts of America. It represents many years of dedicated effort and the successful completion of a long process which starts when a young man becomes a Boy Scout. It is a demonstration of how people working together can truly help mold a young man with a solid sense of leadership, citizenship, and responsibility. Not every boy, nor every scout, qualifies for the high rank of Eagle. The physical requirements are strenuous, as set forth in the required merit badges. Mental requirements are unusual and require much more than average intelligence. Perhaps an even more difficult and more important requirement for the Eagle Scout rank is the personal character of the scout, as reflected in his attitudes toward God and the ideals of scouting, as reflected in his cooperation and service to others in church, the home, school, and community. The applicant must have a high degree of the spirit of cheerful service to others, which is the basis of good citizenship. The attainment of the Eagle Scout rank is indeed the highest honor that a scout may achieve. When a boy enters scouting, in the three parts of the scout oath, he promises upon his honor to do his best, to do his duty, first to God and his country, second to other people by helping them at all times, and third to himself by keeping himself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. Likewise, in the scout law, he promises to be trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Each is an important foundation in the building of strong character. An Eagle Scout is one who has taken the scout oath and law to which he has promised and embodied them within his character. The oath and law have become a part of him to guide and direct him. Very few scouts make it this far. only about 2% of all scouts. It is a great achievement for all parties involved, the scout, his family, his community, his unit, and the Boy Scouts of America. Awarding the Eagle is an important and serious matter. It is a climax and goal toward which these scouts have been working for many years. It is the culmination of the efforts of the parents and leaders of these scouts, and is definitely an occasion for pride and for joy. So with that, I'd like to bring our two Eagle Scouts forward, Hunter Negron and Sean Galinsky. Not surprisingly, both of these scouts both performed in the Yorkville Community Band last year. That's a good night for it. So Hunter, what we have for you is a Eagle Scout plaque with your name and the date that you made it Eagle Scout, November 14th, 2016. So I'd like to present that to you, and I hope that things are in a prominent position in your office one day or somewhere. Mine is still in my office to this day. It has a prime spot in my office. So Hunter, congratulations. And Hunter, I was wondering if maybe you can tell us a little bit about your journey to Eagle or about the Eagle Scout project.
Well, I can say it was a lot of fun. My project, I did almost coming up 2 years ago now, I assisted in painting the classroom ceilings at the local chapel on the green. Organized about 15-20 scouts together, and we got it done. Chapel really loved it. Mr. Manthai was an integral part in helping me succeed with that project, so I thank him too for that. But other than that, it was quite a memorable experience, and I cherish every memory from it.
Wonderful. And Sean, congratulations to you.
So at the beginning of July, myself and a group of dedicated volunteers, we constructed a pergola down by Riverfront Park. We did it relatively efficiently. We got it done in that weekend alone. And I can say I could not have done it without the tireless efforts of Tim, Scott, and of course, you know, my parents and my my troop. So, you know, I want to thank everyone, even though most of them aren't here. But you know, if any of you want to go eat lunch there at one time, it's down there. We can go eat lunch.
And now we even have a park there.
Yes.
So it's ready to go. So gentlemen, congratulations. And would Mr. and Mrs. Negron and Sue, you want to come up for a quick picture? Look at how she's looking at me. Andrew, you can come too. You should be in Class A though. All right, boys, stay involved in scouting your whole life.
Yes.
Okay, now the fun stuff is over. So you're welcome to stay or welcome to expert doors.
Yes. Is that correct?
Correct. If it's not on the agenda.
Correct.
if it's short, we can do it now. Because I know we have an executive session with Mike, which is quite lengthy. You want to do it now or after the meeting?
Afterwards.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda. Roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Here. Yes, sir.
Tourillis?
Aye.
Freeders?
Here. Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Cope?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of regular city council meetings of January 9th, 2018 and January 23rd, 2018 as presented.
Second.
I'm sorry, who's so moved?
Comments, questions, corrections on the minutes?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Page 4 of the January 9th minutes on the downtown tip, the first line, it's missing the words. Alderman Cope made a motion to approve. That's it.
Which meeting was that? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
January 9th.
And you said page 4, downtown TIF?
Yes, first line.
And it's missing?
The word A motion.
A motion. Okay. Thank you.
Any other corrections or comments or minutes? All those in favor of approving is corrected, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to the mayor's report. I'll entertain a motion to approve estimated travel expenses of $940 plus tax for Mayor Galinsky to travel to Washington, D.C. to discuss infrastructure and other topics.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions? This is, yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And if you include the IML, the meeting is actually going to be at the White House. So I'm not sure exactly who the meeting is with right now, just that top-ranking administration officials. So, I don't know how many mayors are going. I just got the agenda yesterday. It was kind of a last-minute thing. So I'm glad I was available.
I applied for top administration, so I had a good job by the time it was around.
I was kind of hoping to get Omarosa. Maybe I'll go down there and get some of that $200 billion that Mr. Trump is passing out and get 47 done.
There you go.
Great. All right, roll call.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Cope.
Aye.
Clocher.
Aye.
Freeders.
Aye.
Tourillis.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Motion passes.
No public works committee, economic development committee report. I'll turn over to Alderman Jones.
Motion to concur with the action plan steps outlined in the memo from the city administrator Olson dated January 31st, 2018.
Second.
Comments or questions? I think very well done memo. So hopefully we can implement somewhere. Anyone? Roll call, please.
Cope.
Aye.
Freeders?
Aye.
Clocher?
Aye.
Tourillis?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Hernandez?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, no other committee reports coming from Park Board or Planning and Zoning, no City Council report, City Clerk's report, and Community and Liaison reports. Yes, sir.
One real brief thing. If you listen to the radio, you probably heard that sandwich didn't pull out in the Aurora area.
I did not hear that.
They went into DeKalb, so that is a loss to the organization. However, Oswego is poised to enter into the AACDB next week, Monday, when we take it to the vote. It was a very good conversation that they had, and we look to welcome them to the group.
Yeah, I think it's a good move on Oswego's part.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how beneficial it is for Sea wants to go with DeKalb. How big is DeKalb? Zero.
No, they're maybe half the size.
Okay.
So ours is bigger than theirs.
Yes.
Yes.
Just to clarify.
Okay, any other liaison reports? Staff reports?
Just one item, Your Honor. We did hold the joint review board meeting for the TIF 2 downtown recreation this afternoon at 4 p.m. The recommendation from the joint review board was to support the creation of the second TIF. The vote was 4-1. The city, the public member, the township, and the community college district voted in support. The county voted against it, and BKFD and the school district did not attend.
Did the county have any comments, or?
No, they asked a couple questions, but.
Like, what kind of questions? How can they be any more anti-business, or?
The questions were more process-related than anything.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, Bart. Any additional business? I did have one thing. I don't know how many of you listened to the library committee meeting the other night.
I'd be crazy not to.
So, I don't know how this process kind of went off course, this IGA process, but the more I think about it, I'm wondering why we even need an IGA. You know, I mean, we started down this path with the school district, and you know, we just kind of mutually decided we don't even need an IGA, we just help each other out. So I'm curious what your thoughts are and if we even need to go down this path with the IGA. I don't think we need to put the stuff in writing. I mean, obviously we're still gonna do our billing checks and things like that for them if they so desire. The building we own, so obviously we're gonna maintain it. The grounds, we own the land, so I don't see us walking away from any of those commitments. I don't really see the need for an IGA unless someone else feels strongly about it.
I think memorializing what both parties' obligations and conditions of the agreement are would be beneficial to us. I know we've been kind of operating without a valid IGA for a long time, but I do think it's good to have on record what both parties' obligations are.
Yeah, the way it's going right now, I mean, we're the only ones with obligations. You know, I mean, and then you put it in writing, then they just throw it in your face. I mean, you're supposed to be doing this, this, and this, whereas without the IGA, we do it on our timeline, like any other way, Lord.
Right.
With the attitude that they really took, if you listen to that 2.5 hours, how do you go into an agreement with someone if they really feel that way about you? That's something that's really sitting here at me, and I think, you know, a few people follow you on this council, for sure. And staff.
And staff.
Yeah, staff. Is it?
Yes, sir.
Call me crazy. I've never really been one to apologize for feelings that I have, and I do apologize if they ever, you know, become misconstrued or I offend someone. Then again, I probably wouldn't apologize, so take that back. As far as being crazy, guilty. As far as the response to my comments and then the visit that we had by the gentleman from the library board, it always seemed to me like we always needed to just take a step back and kind of reevaluate when our emotions were a little bit cooler. And you could tell from the meeting minutes that isn't happening. So while I agree with you, right now I don't think we need an IGA. There's no way I want to be in the same room with the majority of the people on that board, especially considering how publicly volatile they seemed towards our entire council, and the fact that staff has to put up with being treated like that. As an appointed board, maybe my assumptions are different based on, you know, the fact that this is an elected chair, but I always assumed that you would go into something looking for the best interests of your community to sit in front of you. That should be in your windshield. Personal vendettas or particular problems, whether it be with me or any other member of the council or member of staff or you personally or Tim, whatever it might be, those can always be handled professionally. And I just find it really, really strange that it came to what those minutes show. And also the fact that you could have a 2-hour-plus meeting that doesn't really go anywhere. In my opinion, I do think an IGA is eventually necessary. As it stands right now, I've talked to a couple members of council, it does make sense. Just let it fizzle, maybe reapproach it when either they have some leadership that can kind of contain some of those emotions in a public setting, or you know, basically just let them do everything that they want to do on their own, understanding that we're still, at the end, we're still the landlord. So we can fulfill our duties, but you know, if they want to manage every little piece that was going to be a part of that IGA, at least from that tone that they have in the meeting minutes, you know, maybe we aren't as important as we think we are, which is fine. I'm always the first one to admit that I might be wrong. So I would say right now, yeah, there's no need for an IGA or any discussion. Let them cool off or, you know. I just started going to therapy about 5 weeks ago, so I would invite you to start making some steps towards some personal improvement. Maybe then I wouldn't be so crazy, but that's all I really have to say. So IGA, not right now.
Okay, anyone else? Okay, yeah, just want to throw it out there, see what people's thoughts are. And no, I definitely see a change with therapy, so.
Thanks, I feel better. Call me crazy.
We do have an executive session tonight, so I will entertain a motion to go into executive session for litigation.
Second.
Or some move first.
Some move.
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so we will enter our executive session and we'll come out and you can make your comments. Okay, at this point, we'll open it up to citizen comments. Please, if you don't mind, if you can just sign in and state your name for the record.
My name is Michael. I'll spell the last name Swanick. S, B as in Victor, A-N-O, B as in Victor, I-C-K. Address is 12340 River Road.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, my question is, in regards to the $175,000 in debt settlement paid off for the damages to the former rec center, why was no one ever arrested or charged for theft or vandalism? That's my question.
Sir, this is public comment. So if you have a comment you would like to make, you're welcome to make a
That's
comment.
That's it? Can I ask a question?
No, not in this forum. It's public comment. So if you would like to make a comment, or you're willing to listen. It's not public debate or public inquisition, public comment.
Well, I did talk to the DA, and he referred me to Yorkville. I tried to call Ms. Orr over a week and a half ago, but unfortunately she was out of the office on Thursday and Friday, so I didn't get a hold of her and ask her this question. I talked to the city police, Yorkville, and they were not involved, so I thought this would be my next step. So you're saying if I have a comment, well, if I just have a comment on it then, I think if that's the particular case, I think it's unfair that the taxpayer should be burdened with $175,000. It shows me a lack of interest on the part of finding out who or what caused this problem. I mean, six television speakers, a bounce house, and this pirate ship, whatever that was, just disappearing into the sunset besides all the vandalism. It's just unacceptable to me as a citizen.
Well,
that's it.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. Meeting adjourned.